all that energy towards compassion and doing something for someone in our community. In essence, you're substituting negativity with compassion. I bet it will improve your mood and make you happier. What do you say? Take the pledge and help a family or a person in our community between now and Christmas. I'm Habib Habib, wishing you a Merry Christmas and holiday season from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical. I hope you have a terrific week.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
More Americans have been told you're hired. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More than expected. Fox's Jenny Casola details the Just Out Jobs Report live.
This is an encouraging report, Dave. There were 228,000 new jobs created in November. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. There were strong gains in manufacturing jobs and also in retail as companies boosted hiring for the holiday season. But there's not much more in your paycheck. Wages increased just 2.5% over a year ago, Dave.
Jenny, on Wall Street, rising futures suggests more gains for stocks. It's a day of rage. Palestinians out protesting in Jerusalem and the West Bank, and they're hardly alone. There's a protest outside a mosque in Bangladesh, burning pictures of President Trump. Angry the U.S. will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and thousands have also demonstrated. They're in Lebanon and in Kashmir, Egypt, Turkey, and Somalia. Wildfires keep scorching Southern California, six major ones.
When you get a wind-driven event like this, we're concerned with human lives and property. And when we see that kind of devastation going on, it hurts us as well.
Yeah, Lake County Chief Paramedic Michael DeBron, more than 400 homes and buildings have burned down, most of them by the biggest fire in Ventura County. 190,000 people have evacuated. Senator Al Franken has company leaving Congress. Hours after the Democrat said he'll resign over sexual misconduct allegations, House Republican Trent Frank said he'll step down too, apologizing
for insensitive comments about surrogacy pregnancy with female staffers. Franks describes going through the process with his wife and says he became insensitive to how that discussion might affect others.
Fox's Jared Halpern of the Capitol.
The Arizona Republican says in the midst of the current cultural and media climate, he's convinced he can't get a fair investigation, so instead he will leave Congress early next year.
This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
More than a year after British voters opted to leave the European Union,
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing a breakthrough in Brexit divorce talks.
We've been working extremely hard this week, and as you've all seen, it hasn't been easy for either side.
The thorniest issue so far, how to avoid installing a hard border between Northern Ireland, part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, an EU member. Negotiators say a deal has been agreed, and the focus now switches to a trade agreement. EU President Jean-Claude Juncker.
The United Kingdom will be and will remain a close friend and ally.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A Florida woman is on a quest trying to track down her saviors, three people who saved her life last month.
Debbie Taylor was on a flight from China back to the United States when she suddenly collapsed and her heart stopped. Fortunately for her, there were three doctors on that flight who took turns resuscitating her for 5 hours.
My three guardian angels. I've got three guardian angels.
You'd think she could just call the airline and ask for their names, but no, privacy regulations prevent that. So now she's taking to social media in the hopes of reconnecting with them. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A Kentucky sailor recently identified as one of the crew killed on the USS Oklahoma when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor will be buried tomorrow, and Samuel Crowder will receive full military honors in Louisville.
Throughout the war, one great battle cry could be heard by American friends and foes alike. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Right after President Trump said that.
Just remember Pearl Harbor.
Mickey Gannich, one of the survivors being honored at a White House ceremony on the 76th anniversary, broke out into song.
All they died for liberty. Just remember Pearl Harbor.
Gannich is 98 years old. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Can I please remember any words to anything when I'm 98?
Right.
Wow. That was cool.
I've heard you did a great job with the Christmas carols, though.
Yeah.
But you had a lyric sheet, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. too much pressure.
Okay.
And I remember those words.
Page on, I believe, the front of the County Star.
County Star. Christine Walsh was there.
Yeah. Southern Champaign County.
Yeah, that was
paper.
The Philo Center of the Universe tree lighting last Sunday afternoon that my mom kind of coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I led the carols with former Mayor McCormick.
Mm-hmm. Gene McCormick.
Gene McCormick. Anyway, yeah, it was fun, and the unfortunately the picture in the
County Star,
I'm not sure it got my good side. Oh, that's right, I don't have a good side. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for the National Weather Service.
Sunshine today, high 37, 25 our low tonight. I wanted to reverse those numbers so bad. 32 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, winds out of the northwest, 22 miles per hour, and we could see some flurries early on. 19 our low in the evening. 42 the high on Sunday, though, with partly cloudy conditions, up to 46 by Monday as we're back to work. A chance of precipitation at 20% then. Right now, the temperature's at 17 on ESPN 93.5.
You know, you don't really get to choose your parents. Well, I know both of us have been very blessed to have very, you know, strong parents.
Mm-hmm.
My father passed years ago. My mom's alive, and we're celebrating her 29th birthday Sunday.
Excellent.
I'm very blessed to have my mom. We see her once or twice a week. And
both of us had moms who were so musical and so instrumental, no pun intended, in getting music going with our younger people and, you know, in our churches and in our community, which has been awesome to see that ripple effect.
So we're going to have a little party for mom on Sunday.
Great.
And again, she was just, you know, I walk around probably in a bubble. I believe in really good things from people. I believe in good things happening, and she's like that. And maybe I'm not steeped in reality a lot, but it's a lot more fun to live this way. Hey, it's going to be great.
Right.
And, you know, we all know people that are pragmatic and more realistic. That's no fun. It's fun to dream you can. Even if it's a tall order, it's okay. Go for it. Because a lot of people have made it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot more fun to wake up believing it will happen versus I'm dead, because it's self-prophecy as well. There's a lot to that. There's a lot to positive energy. So my mom has always done. In fact, that kind of started the whole entrepreneurial thing when we were, high school, when she started K Excursions as a little bus company, when we discovered that we could go see King Tut in Chicago at the Natural Field Museum, and we could go there, wait in line 6 hours to get into the museum, wait another 6 hours to get to see the King Tut exhibit, and then found out that if we take 30 people, we drive to the museum, park right on the doorstep, and get right in because we have a group. So she started K Excursions, so we organized bus trips the summer of 77, and I led bus trips at age 18.
Nice.
And so we got some experience in front of people, in front of, you know, 2-3 buses a week. We take up there full of people wanting to see King Tut.
King Tut was, I mean, that's where it was at.
It's hot stuff.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin did the song, King Tut. I mean, it was a big thing. And so my mom organized all that, and that kind of gave Johnny the bug to want to have his own company. That's how that started.
I see.
And I would, my mom called Penny for Your Thoughts and Larry Stewart, and after she got off the phone didn't stop ringing. Because everybody wanted to see it, but they didn't want to stay in line. And so we kind of, that was kind of a fun summer. And I remember it fondly, but my mom had this, has this energy, and she doesn't hear so well, But other than that, she's we're blessed. She's doing great. She passed her driver's license test, and her driver's window wouldn't roll down. And so that was bad, so they didn't pass her the first time. I said, well, let's go out to Rantoul or Monticello, maybe a little smaller place. She said, nope. She wanted to go back
to the city.
Right back.
Exactly.
To DMV. And she came by. I didn't help her at all. She was all by herself. She came back and said, I passed this.
All right.
That's what you're talking about.
In fact, we've got some texts in saying your mom taught me how to play the piano.
Yeah.
And that it resounds, I bet, hundreds, if not into the thousands of people.
Who had a lot of students. And she taught, and I know she's only 29, but she taught, you know, 55 years?
Yeah.
60?
And, you know, I sat down and played Scott Joplin's The Entertainer for her. She said, that was good, but your fingers need to be rounded more.
That's right, Diane. Round those fingers.
Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Little barn thingy. Come on. Good job, bot. Let's go ahead. Anyway, she loved teaching and taught some cello as well. Anyway, thank you for those. I'm very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We're all very blessed if you know my mom. Okay, ESPN 93.5. You want to send somebody some flowers?
Yeah, just thinking about these warm moments and, you know, saluting our parents briefly there. I mean, maybe there's someone in your life who needs a pat on the back.
Why don't you text in? Final text being accepted. In 10 minutes, we'll call Ron Bailey with your winner, and we'll deliver flowers from the Blossom Basket floor. Somebody that, you know, would really, really, really appreciate that today. You know, whatever's going on, you're thinking of them. Quick text, say, hey, I've got somebody. You don't have to go into an essay, but give us a line or two, maybe a sentence. 359-2255. Poor Diane, I put this on her, so good luck.
I'm already reading some coming in.
It's hard because they're all wonderful,
right.
And they all have good reasons, and they're all deserving. But I can only pick one here this morning.
That's right.
359-2255, if you would like to text in somebody to send flowers to today with your name on it. Let us know.
I see a question in here for you with all these submissions that are coming in. What's the worst question you've had to ask in an interview? One that made your mouth dry as soon as you asked it, made you cringe when you heard the playback.
I have asked some really bad questions. I've asked worse questions than you.
And I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that?
Well, I'll tell you what jumps out to me, and I've done tens of thousands of interviews.
Right, you've done the most.
I did, well, in 1984, I interviewed 6 people a day till 1990. Do the math. Maybe 8 people a day.
Wow.
So it's a lot of people.
And so hours. I mean, it wasn't these
hours
quick,
no,
you know, 6-minute deals.
4 hours a day with no commercials and no co-hosts.
Right.
That's how you learn to talk. You just get in there and talk. Anyway, so one time I was talking to Bart Andrews, who was this aficionado, knew everything about Lucille Ball. I mean, I love Lucy, Desi Arnaz, everything, the ratings that everybody watched in the 50s, I Love Lucy show.
Yeah.
So I said, how's Lucy doing? She's dead.
Right.
That's about as bad a question as you can. And I'm going, of course she is.
Yeah.
You can't do any worse than that. But I've asked some really, 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 really bad questions. And I'm always trying to get better. I still don't ask the best questions all the time. I want to ask as good of insightful things that you might be thinking. Because I just try and get to the bottom and get to the meat of it as quickly as possible. And I think that's what's happened over the years. We go a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go as long, but back when we were filling radio time, sometimes I'd talk to somebody for 30 minutes when they should have been on for 5. So that was hard.
Right.
But thank you for that, and we're going to check our headlines coming up. And again, text in if you want somebody to get flowers, 359-2255, ESPN 93.5. How about this place?
If you're hungry but only the most delicious and precious foods will do, then the Wheelhouse in St. Joseph is the spot for you. Their menu's tasty takes on the food you love is made the Wheelhouse way. That means your burger is made better by folks who care. Wheelhouse cheese curds are reason enough to return. Plus, their nightly dinner specials, Wheelhouse satisfies. It's a dining adventure for brunch
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Open to
have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
8:15, Jeremy Warner Show coming up 9 to 11. Can Carp this afternoon 4 to 6. Here's your ESPN 93.5 sports headlines.
Illinois beat Indiana State as far as our ladies go yesterday. The final was 81-52. The Illinois women's volleyball team in action against Michigan State. It's the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament taking place at Penn State. The game is at 3. Michigan State, you said, had beat us before, Stevie?
Yep, 3-0 up in East Lansing, so payback time.
Yes, let's get that. And we surprised everybody by beating Washington.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
it wasn't supposed to happen.
Hawaii. Yeah. So good stuff happening so far. Let's keep it up. Chris Thomas and our Illinois volleyball team. Illinois basketball, the men's team, in action tomorrow at 11 p.m. UNLV is 7-2. The game will take place in Vegas' MGM Grand as they celebrate the 25th season of Coaches versus Cancer. Go Illini. The Bulls will host Charlotte tonight. We also had some NHL action to talk about last night. St. Louis over Dallas 3-0. Buffalo is at the Blackhawks tonight up in Chicago. NFL action now. Atlanta beat New Orleans 20-17 yesterday. Also trending in football is Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield. Baker is also not only the college football player of the year, but could get that Heisman Trophy. That being awarded tomorrow in New York City. Saquon Barkley and Lamar Jackson and Bryce Love also in the running to win that. On to baseball, where Cubs are looking at Tyler Chatwood and how he played for Colorado. He got a 3-year, $38 million deal. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, the Giancarlo Stanton watch continues. Mm-hmm. No absolute anything. Cubbies signed their guy from Colorado. What was his name? I can't remember. $38 million deal. Three years.
Tyler Chatwood.
Tyler Chatwood. Cardinals signed Miles Mikolas.
Yes.
Nicknamed the Lizard King. I think he might have eaten a lizard. I don't know what he did.
Okay.
Anyway, he's 3 years in Japan. Actually, it was very impressive. Show me here. I don't think Japan's like the major leagues. Same for this Japanese player that they say can hit and pitch that the Cubs want. Show me here. I just don't know if that works here. The level's so high. I don't know. Other than that, there's just not much. Nothing is definitive as far as Giancarlo Stanton. Miami might keep him there. Might go to the Giants. Might go to the Cardinals. Might go to the Yankees. Might go to the Dodgers. It's all pretty hush-hush down in Miami. That's what we got on the baseball rumors anyway. This portion of our show brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW of Champaign, corner of Neal and Burwash Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Okay, we're going to pick a winner of our Blossom Basket Florist Let's Send Some Flowers and Pick Somebody Up Today contest. Kind of a long title.
Uh-huh.
I just made it up. And we've been taking nominations. We've got some beautiful ones here.
Yes, we do.
And Diane will make the choice, and we'll call them.
Okay.
You're doing great, Diane. Way to go.
Thank you, Stevie.
I have no idea who we'd pick on all these beautiful.
And we might do it like we've done in the past, where we give everybody a number and just select a number kind of thing.
Is that good?
It does get hard.
Okay, that's fine. We can do a little random thing. That's fine. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast with Diane Ducey.
We've got sunshine, Stevie. High 37, 25 hour low tonight. Partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. Might start out with some flurries, a 10% shot at precipitation. Northwesterly gusts up to 25 miles per hour. On Sunday, 42 the high, up to 46 on Monday. And we could see some precipitation there, 20% shot. Right now, the temperature's at 18. ESPN 93.5.
And our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, along with Rob Meyer and Eric Boland. We're all there at the Country Club with a retirement party for Chuck Lee. Fun night last night at the Country Club, Champaign Country Club. Provident Financial Group, where partnerships are built on trust. Find them at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. You can trust them with your money and advice. Okay, we'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, the Ron Bailey Blossom Basket Giveaway next. It's 8:20 on this Friday, December the 8th.
From the Fox Business Network, the job market was stronger than expected in November. There were 228,000 new jobs created, more than forecast. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Job growth is strong, but there's not much more in your paycheck. Wages increased 2.5% over a year ago. What happened to Bitcoin? The controversial digital currency's value declined more than 12% in Asian trading this morning. It's back below 15,000. The Wall Street Journal says more than $70 million worth of Bitcoin was stolen from the NiceHash Bitcoin exchange this week. The exchange says it was a professional hack. A private equity firm has a deal to buy the Qdoba chain. The New York Post says Apollo Global Management is expected to pay $300 million for the company's 720 restaurants. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
This is Chuck Lee with Provident Financial Group. What will you do during the next market correction? At Provident, we believe a sound financial plan is the surest way to avoid panic during market volatility. Contact us today to put a plan in place for you. Securities and advisory services are through Commonwealth Financial Network. Find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
We never forget where we come from. The Flying Illini, the Orange Blazer, the Jersey Cop. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Join Fighting Illini basketball head coach Brad Underwood in State Farm Center this season for as low as $20 per game. Call 1-866-ILLINI1 or visit FightingIllini.com today.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Well, it is December the 8th. Here's another way I look at it. It's about 12 days, 13 days, till the days start getting longer. Oh, yeah. And you get through December, it's fun. January's kind of a long one, 31 days. February's short, and we're already springing ahead on the clock. That's kind of how I break it out. But we hope you're having a good morning and going to be a great weekend for you. Get things done. Going to be wonderful. Very thrilled to know Mr. Ron Bailey. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Stevie. How are you?
Well, you're a good man, running a great business with the Blossom Basket Florist. Why don't you meet Karen Metzger. Karen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for texting in this morning. Among all the texts we got, apparently you have a story. So why don't you tell Mr. Ron Bailey, the owner of the Blossom Basket Florist, what do you mean, okay to toot two bouquets? Really? Really? Are you kidding, Karen? You brought two to the table today? Wow.
So, I did.
Well, tell me what your stories are then.
Okay. The first one I sent in was for my friend Jane. Jane was my babysitter when I worked full-time. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Single mom of four boys. did everything she possibly could for them. She loved the kids that she watched like they were her own kids. And the families that she watched, we are still good friends to this day. So she brought a lot of us together, and we're still together today. And now my kids are in their 20s. So
wow.
She's been a great friend.
Woman number one. What about the second one?
My friend, Melinda. Awesome woman. Again, she has four children. She's been fighting cancer for years. Mm. And just when you think she's getting it beat, something else shows up. And if it's not something with her health, one of her kids is going through something.
Mm.
And she's so positive and so upbeat that she just would be thrilled to receive flowers.
Ron, Karen brought a couple of very nice stories this morning.
It sounds like they're both wonderful people, and we'd love to provide them with flowers to brighten their day.
Wow.
Ron,
Ron Bailey, man. I mean, you're just full of love, my friend. We appreciate all that you guys do, and you love sharing the joy, don't you?
Absolutely. We spread the love of Jesus with flowers, so this is what we do.
And you go in every morning, and you still love it, don't you?
I still do. I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I still love coming to work every day.
Does it get old, the fragrance, or is it like coffee? You can't get old smelling coffee.
No, it never gets old. Before I bought the shop, I owned a turkey farm, and this smells a whole lot better than the turkey farm did.
Turkey farm? I didn't know that about you. Ron, thank you. Karen, thank you. God bless you both. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist, and Karen Metzger and Muhammad thinking of her friends Jane and Melinda on ESPN 93.5. Kevin Franzen, Law Enforcement Official of the Month. When you hear of mass shootings and you're in these ungodly places, Mattoon had a shooting. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day you're doing your thing, but is there an edge that you have to bring to a school thinking, odds are no, but I've got to keep my eyes out and watch ABC and just this routine of, as a law enforcement, as a trained guy, to say, yeah, I always got to keep my antenna up just in case somebody's acting weird or something. I mean, that's always on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with it seems like it's unfortunately a fairly routine news story now with these types of situations. So you always have to be vigilant and take any type of information and investigate it to its fullest. And through school training and safety planning, you're always on top of that as best you can to keep the school and the students and the staff safe.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. RIDS. ESPN 93.5, Taj McDaniel. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you this morning, Stevie?
Yeah, we were talking about, in fact, I've interviewed tens of thousands of people in my life. And I looked at what you're doing for like 15 minutes. And here's my synopsis of what I think you're doing. Taj and his friends, the company, brand new one called For Nojo, F-O-R-N-O-J-O, are putting together something tomorrow for a bunch of really, pardon me, geekish people that are looking for funding and guidance for your tech startup. Is that essentially it?
Well, sort of. What we're doing, For Nojo is proud to announce the launch of a Hackers and Founders chapter here in Champaign-Urbana. And Hackers and Founders is a global accelerator, and it also happens to be the world's largest network of entrepreneurs and engineers. It boasts over 300,000 members in 130-some cities across 48 countries, and it's Silicon Valley-based, so it is very tech-heavy.
Yeah.
But it is not it's not completely limited to tech individuals. Kind of anybody who is interested and entrepreneurially driven to, I guess, do more. Hackers and Founders is very prevy on advancing communities, and we hope that it'll be able to do the same for Champaign-Urbana.
So it's not easy to get Hackers and Founders and get a chapter here. You have to go through protocol and have numbers, et cetera?
So the protocol, we ended up sitting down with Jonathan and Alexa, the two founders of Hackers and Founders, when we were in Silicon Valley earlier this year, And we sat down and kind of spoke with them about everything and decided that a chapter needed to be started here in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, we're smart around here. We got a lot of smart people like you, Taj. I'm just wondering if I belong. You know, I'm a wannabe, but I don't know if I belong in this circle.
You know, honestly, that we've had a lot of people we've invited that have said kind of the same thing. And I guess the best answer I could give you is, I've spoken to a lot of local business owners and the like that don't know a whole lot about tech, but have tech things that they need worked on.
Yeah.
And this may be a great opportunity to meet some individuals from the community that can either help them directly or steer them in the right direction for getting their tech and or entrepreneurial needs met.
So you can come with your idea or just come to explore. It's free. It's 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow night. Where are you? Where will we go?
It's going to be at the iHotel. There's going to be some great networking, some refreshments, and we're going to have a few words from some community leaders as well as a bit of a more in-depth presentation about the benefits that Hackers and Founders is going to be able to offer the CU community.
So if I want to be part of Hackers and Founders, is there a joining? How does all of that work?
So as far as becoming a member of Hackers and Founders, yeah, there's a small process to go through for joining, but it is nothing intense. Fort Nojo has kind of signed up to be the chapter head, but there's no no super rigorous guidelines to come be involved.
If somebody who wants to, again, get help for perhaps an idea or have some technology needs, you're going to be in a room full of very, very smart people, and it's free. And if you're interested and have some time tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30, I love going to the iHotel. It's always fun to go there. Cool, Taj, and you kind of started this stuff up. And, I mean, we've had so many great technology success stories right out of Champaign-Urbana. And who knows, the next Facebook might be emulating around here. Who knows?
Yeah, well, hey, you know, we think the same thing. We're of the opinion that there's more tech talent per square inch at the University of Illinois and
so.
Around Champaign-Urbana than anywhere in pretty much the world apart from Silicon Valley. So we've got some of the greatest minds in the world here working very, very diligently to do something really cool with this place. And I think Hackers and Founders is going to be a great addition.
Anywhere to go to learn more about all this, Taj?
Yes. So hackersandfounders.com will be a perfect source of information for anything that people may need to know. And the other one thing I should mention is that this event is private due to some of our catering options. However, we are personally inviting anybody who is interested in what Hackers and Founders is and what we're all about. So to register, it's super easy. You just go to Facebook.com and type in Hackers and Founders Private Launch Event. Or you can email to RSVP. You can email Cody at fornojollc.com.
C-O-D-Y, Cody?
Yes, sir.
And that's at F-O-R-N-O-J-O.
Yep.
You sound pretty...
LLC.com.
Sound pretty normal, Taj, for as geekish as you must be.
Well, I am the Chief Business Development Officer, so it is my job to... make sure that whatever it is that we do comes across.
To be clear, the new football captain is the geek. I mean, that's that, you know, people like, and geek, I'm saying lovingly here, because that's where you want to be. Mm-hmm. This technology stuff is just starting. I mean, the stuff that's just compounding of technology and all the things that are on the horizon, and we can start it right here. Taj, nice chatting with you. And Cody at 4NoJo, if you want to go to this private event, because they need you to register. So you can go to Facebook as well and find
Hackers and Founders Private Launch on Facebook.
Okay. Taj, nice chatting. Hope we can chat again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thanks for having me on the air, Stevie.
You betcha. Taj McDaniel's his name. But I was sorting through the stuff, and it was fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
But it's like, I don't...
Kind of over your tech.
Well,
head.
I want to be there and pretend, but won't I be the oldest by 40 years in the room?
Could be, but still, you're invited.
Yeah, I'm invited. But
5:30 to 7:30, I hope
you know. Yes, sir, I respect my elders, but why are you here? Why? Why are you? Well, I was hoping for some free cookies.
I got a phone here, and I know how to text.
Oh, yeah. So there. I can text really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A strong monthly jobs report with unemployment still at a 17-year low.
228,000 jobs. That's how many jobs the U.S. economy added in November. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Average hourly wages up 0.2% year over year, 2.5%.
Fox's Adam Shapiro in D.C. There are protests in several Muslim countries today.
But we're protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel.
He's a political party leader in Malaysia against President Trump's decision to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says
he was, I think, very clear that the final status of Jerusalem is a matter that would be left, including the borders, would be left to the parties to negotiate and decide.
And we've just heard a Palestinian man's reported killed by Israelis during protests in Gaza. Fox News, you report, you decide.
Napleton's
getting snow down in Louisiana and Texas, but not in Illinois or Ohio.
We'll talk
to Mike Pearson in Ohio in a moment.
Okay.
What's going on, man? It's crazy around here. It's just kind of cold.
That's right. Sunny, high 37, down to 25. Then we have a front coming through, and it could bring some flurries. Partly cloudy and windy conditions tomorrow. High 32, low 19. But up to 42 on Sunday, partly cloudy, and then 46 the high on Monday. Right now we're at 18. ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fridays, we've been chatting a little bit with Mike Pearson, who has written Illini Legends, Lists, and Lore, third edition just out, and it's the best $35 present you can buy anybody. Mike Pearson joins us from Oxford, Ohio. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific on a chilly day. Sunny over here. Lots of frost on the ground, but we get much the same weather that you do in Champaign.
Probably. I get it a day earlier, maybe, huh? All right, so I'll tell you, tomorrow morning's going to be cold, buddy, and you sound like you've caught something, so.
Yeah, I'm just using my ultra bass voice this morning.
All right, so we got the Fighting Illini. We're playing in Las Vegas. The guys left last night, as a matter of fact, and they're playing in Las Vegas. Who starts a game at midnight Eastern time, Mike? What? What is that?
Hey, I remember one game we played in the NCAA tournament. It must have been about 93 or 4. We played in Albany, New York, and the game tipped off at 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Wow.
And we didn't walk out of the arena until 1:30 in the morning. And plus, we lost the game.
Oh.
So it was a long night.
Holy moly. It's a late one in Vegas at the MGM something, and it's, you know, weird to say we're playing basketball in an MGM thingy, but UNLV is a good basketball team. Lon Kruger passed through. He was there a few years ago. Now he's at Oklahoma. But I don't know. UNLV is pretty good, and I don't know if my Illini, we're really young, and I like a lot of what Brad Underwood's doing, but I don't know if you've seen any ball games, but they've been a little hairy at the end of them.
I've watched every one. It is an adventure, that's for sure. But you know what? They pulled themselves up by their bootstraps the other night and won a game. And they lost, the three previous ones in much the same manner. So I think it's going to be an adventure. But boy, I see so much promise for this team coming up.
Does DeMonte Williams move around and look just like his dad, Frank?
Doesn't he?
Oh.
He has. He has very much the same posture when he dribbles the ball,
everything.
When he drives. Wears the same number too, he's going to be awfully good. It looks like Mark Smith is struggling a little bit right now, but he'll come back. I just think that the sky's the limit for this team coming up in the years ahead.
All right, Illini Legends, Lists, and Lore, third edition, available everywhere. I know it's selling well. This is a great gift for the Illini fan, Mike.
Well, I would hope to think so. That is a as you mentioned a little bit before, I think it's a bargain at 512 pages for $35. I think it's very much the perfect Christmas gift.
Lots of great color. Josh Whitman does some intro work for this third edition. It's got all the facts, all the figures, all the memories. and the pictures, and it's just a really, really good read. Anything else we need to touch on the Illini before I let you go?
Well, let me tell you about Dick Butkus. He turns 75 tomorrow.
I'll be darned.
75 years old, and has been married for 54 of those years.
Well, good. So, that's awesome.
Plus a former quarterback named Jeff George, senior, turns 50 tomorrow.
Oh,
so it's a big day in the Illini birthday list.
I'm in touch with Jeff. We text back and forth some. I'll have to remember to do that. 50, the big 5-0 for Jeff George Sr. tomorrow. Awesome. Mike, listen, I hope you're feeling a little bit better and hope the book continues to sell. People can go to, is it Sports LLC if they want an autographed copy?
It's called Sports LLL, Sports Legends Listen More.com. And they can, if they order through that, I'm offering a 25% discount.
Wow.
They can get a personally inscribed copy of the book for their family, and I'll sign it however they want.
All right, super. Sports LLL, and if you can go there and get 25% off. That's a heck of a deal. And get it signed.
I think
what?
So.
Come on, man.
Well, yeah, and the signature alone.
Oh,
that's worth 35
fortune.
More bucks.
Oh, yeah.
It?
Hey, listen, my friend, I'll call you next week. Thanks, as always.
Okay. Thanks, Stevie.
That's Mike Pearson. He used to work here in sports information.
Mm-hmm.
And all-around great guy, and was here and now's in Ohio and knows everything there is to know about Illinois, but knows nothing about what he ate for lunch yesterday.
Right.
It's amazing how that works. Good guy. All right, it's 8:43. We had Brian Kilmeade on earlier this morning from Fox and Friends, and also the Brian Kilmeade radio show. And he's, out there and written another book. Don Yeager, I didn't mention that with Brian. We didn't have time, but Don Yeager and I, Don Yeager has been prolific for about 35 years in writing books. I was at a book signing with Don Yeager, my book and his book, and Lou Henson's book. And it was like, who doesn't belong in this picture? Don Yeager had written a book about the NCAA. I wrote the NCAA joke book, 50 pages of a page-turning thriller.
Yeah.
And so for about three weeks.
It came out at just the right time.
Right at Christmas time of 1990. And Don Yeager was at a book signing hanging around here and involved in all the NCAA investigation, wrote books about it. I think he's written hundreds of books, hundreds. You go look up Don Yeager. Anyway, he co-wrote this with Brian Kilmeade about Andrew Jackson. And it's fascinating to just acknowledge where we are in America and where obviously we were in 1781. When we just won the Revolutionary War, 29 years later, we're in the War of 1812, and the British still want this colony. And we shut it down, and finally, once and for all, told the British, it's over. We're not ever coming back. But the rigors of being orphaned and all of his brothers and family dead by the time Andrew Jackson is 16 years old and he's all alone, I just don't think we're made up of that kind of stuff when we get so offended by words. And all the things that we're sensitive to today, the toughness of America, we're worried about somebody's intonation in a phrase and a word that is used. That's how comfortable our life has become.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being in the wilderness, surviving at 16 with nobody in your life? They all been killed by the British, or you died of flu or cholera or whatever it was. We don't have that toughness. I don't have that toughness. I have very little toughness when it comes to that. I mean, you can look at some people modern day today. I think your Boy Scout, Eagle Scout, those are kids that can probably handle stuff, but they've never been pressed like that. Being all alone when there's no heating, no air conditioning, no nothing. You got to go kill what you eat. I mean, it's just a whole different, and that's America.
Right.
That's rolling up your sleeves and getting to work, and we've gotten so comfy. And remember the guy that I sat by on the airplane that we took in a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
We sat there and talked, and I said, Lloyd, what happened? He said, it's my fault. I made it too easy. Because we expect things, we want things, we get frustrated at the drive-thru, we're mad about the things we shouldn't be mad about. We get really upset and anxious about inconsequential stuff. We don't have to survive anymore. Now it's about, do we have batteries for the new remote or not? Come on! Why didn't you buy the batteries? What would Andrew Jackson think about listening to our conversations today?
Yeah.
It's a different deal, and it's not a good thing. being self-reliant, self-sufficient, and tough, we all need a dose of that.
The book was Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans.
Yeah. Okay, quick sports headlines before we wrap this up here this morning. ESPN 93.5, it is 8:46.
Our Illinois volleyball team is in action this afternoon at 3 at College Station, Penn State's college campus.
Yeah, University Park.
University Park, thank you.
Yep.
Michigan State is who we're playing again, 3 o'clock. Go Illini, we're in the Sweet 16 of that NCAA tournament. Illinois women's basketball team beat Indiana State yesterday, 81-52. UNLV is who will play at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. UNLV 7-2. Game takes place in Vegas at the MGM Grand, celebrating the 25th season of Coaches versus Cancer. Bulls are at Charlotte tonight. Buffalo at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks last night in NHL action. St. Louis over Dallas 3-0. Atlanta over New Orleans in NFL action. Cincinnati and the Bears will go at it on Sunday. Baker Mayfield, from Oklahoma, College Football Player of the Year, the Heisman Trophy awarded tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. And the Illini volleyball team again at 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to check out ESPNU at 1 o'clock, you'll see Missouri and Penn State. The Illini would play the winner of that.
Okay.
And then if Illinois wins, they'll most certainly be on television for the second game to the Final Four. Now, it's the Sweet 16 here.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, Michigan State beat us 3-0 when we played them up in East Lansing. So they're thinking, we did this already. The Illini are thinking, no, we're different. We're different than a month ago. We've got some energy and we got some mo. Weather,
Daniel.
What time does Market in the Square start tomorrow?
8 to 1.
Probably be there. Benjamin has a booth for his ring wing.
Sweet.
So we'll be flying these little catchable gliders slash airplanes tomorrow. And we'll all see some crisis nursery activity,
that's
I'm sure.
That's right. It happens 9 to 5 tomorrow for those
crisis
2 to 10.
Nursery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But tonight, if you want to experience it, it's 4 to 7.
That's in the old Art Mart.
Yes.
Inside Lincoln Square. And Market in the Square is Market at the Square, except inside because it's too darn cold.
Exactly.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got a high of 37 expected, 25 our low tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow, windy, high 32, low 19, slight chance for precipitation in the early morning hours, partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 42, low 26, 46 by Monday. We're currently at 20. ESPN 93.5.
One of the great community voices, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your motivation.
Yeah, probably got two weeks, I guess 2 weeks from Monday. It's Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little wrapping to do, a little shopping to do. Mm-hmm. Guess shopping comes before wrapping. Got to get all that going on. Talked about a lot of stuff today. Al Franken resigning, kind of, in the next few weeks. And didn't really apologize, just kind of sorry he got caught.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think he did anything to dishonor his seat in the White House, but he grabbed some seats, so it wasn't very good, I don't think. I don't know why that isn't. How is that not dishonorable to squeeze a rear end of a woman who simply wants a picture with a celebrity? Anyway. And talked to Lindsey Vonn. I didn't think it was a good idea for her to say, I don't ski for the president. I ski for my people. No, you ski for the president because he's the president. You ski for the office. You don't have to like the guy, but you got to respect it.
Ski for America.
Don't get into politics, Lindsey Vonn. Whoa. I don't understand. Just why would you go to such a contentious spot when you want the whole country rooting for you? Now you've divvied it up, and it's unnecessary. E1, you didn't have to do that.
Right.
She said, I ski for my country, the people, but not the president, and I won't go to the White House? Who invited you to the White House?
Right.
I just don't
have. Haven't gotten there yet.
And I haven't heard that Donald Trump responded, please, Mr. President, leave it alone.
He might.
Don't get into a spat. With a skier.
You poke the bear.
I know. Somebody take his phone. Isn't it out of charge? Maybe you take his charger. Take his charger. I just wouldn't engage that. Anyway, I'm not rooting against Lindsey Vonn. I'm just not very fired up for her.
Right.
And I'm sure Red Bull is having second thoughts about their endorsement because she ticked off half the country.
Yeah.
Or whatever number you want to use, she ticked off millions.
She wears that stocking cap a lot when she makes these appearances.
Okay, Jeremy Warner program coming up next. Illinois plays late tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Central. It's on ESPN something, I don't know.
And that's UNLV we're taking on in Vegas.
Yep.
And, of course, our volleyball team this afternoon at 3 against Michigan State.
Go Illini, beat Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN2 has the Alana at UNLV. ESPN2. Okay. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. We thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you. We know you're there. It's another quick week. We'll be back Monday for another program. Jeremy Warner's show is next. You can buy his T-shirt at RadioRefunds.com. What a collector's edition. Also, Tay and Carp at RadioRefunds.com, and also a two-pack special for both. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend.